Hi, yesterday I was talking about devotion and I ended with Matthew 11, 28, which in the other Bible says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In that passage, Jesus, the first thing Jesus says is, "Come to me." I remember so well when I first came to Jesus. I had been a heathen, so I didn't know exactly what it was all about, but I discovered that Jesus took my sins. He died on the cross for me, and I'm forgiven. I'm set free. It was the most wonderful, wonderful thing to know that he didn't just go to the cross because other people nailed him there. He went by choice. His blood was shed for me. And then to know that he died and was buried, and everybody thought it was the end, and he was resurrected. I believe in the resurrection. And then he ascended to heaven, and he's there right now with the Father. What an amazing thing. But you know, for a long time, probably months, I was so excited about all this. Everyone I knew that I'd been with Jesus. But slowly, slowly, disappointment began to set in, the odd fear, the little bit of doubt occasionally. And that's when I discovered that Jesus says, "Come," but then he also says, "Abide. Abide in me. Stay with me." In John 15, verse 4, in the Amplified, it says, "Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." So what Jesus is saying, abide in me, live in me, make your home in me, and I'll make my home in you. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relationship intimate and organic, then the fruit will be abundant. Separated, you can't do anything. So we come to Jesus, but we also stay with him and live vitally united with him. When I feel fear or doubt or disappointment rising in me, which still happens even after all these years, I use my now method. I stop what I'm doing and particularly stop what I'm thinking, because it's our thoughts that lead us astray. And I say, right now, Jesus, I say it aloud, right now, Jesus, I am abiding in you. Right now, Jesus, I'm vitally united to you. Right now, I submit myself to you. I resist the evil one, and he flees from me. And because I'm saying it to him, and because I'm speaking it aloud, I'm actually speaking to my own heart. I don't have to tell him, he already knows. I'm speaking to my own heart. And do you know what happens? The grace of God begins to touch my heart, and joy returns. Now I'm going to tell you something that I think is quite sweet. It's a little acrostic in a way, and also a little song. Relax, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say it. And it goes like this. J stands for Jesus. Y stands for you. O stands between them, and it stands for nothing too. Let nothing come between, whatever you do. Let nothing come between the Savior, Jesus, and you. Realize that you are highly favored and deeply loved. Really, really believe it, and you'll live freely and lightly.